The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G. Tonight, Rockin' Robin Hood, says Cobain. Is that the guy from Nirvana? Yes, of course. Of course. I've been continuing having fun with the AI for music generation, and so for those who want political commentary, I'm sorry, but one of my fascination truly is AI, and Rockin' Robin Hood says no one gives a shit about Cobain. I do. First, I want to restore the energy of the 90s. Second, I think that Nirvana had something going on that was extremely special, that we didn't get as many Nirvana CDs as we should have gotten because Kurt Cobain killed himself. And so I believe that one legitimate tool of AI, legitimate use of AI, should be to resurrect Kurt Cobain and have... My goal, and I'm not there yet at all, but my goal, my dream, maybe in a couple of years from now, with the AI improvements and me improving with the prompting, I think we could get to a point where I give you a CD of 12 songs by Nirvana, and I'm like, this is a lost CD of Nirvana, and you couldn't tell the difference. You couldn't tell the difference between was it AI generated or not. I think we're getting there. As you will see, we're very close. I mean, it's not perfect. It's very difficult to get AI to say, yeah, just do exactly like Kurt Cobain. But we're getting there. We're getting so close to there that I have no doubt that a couple of years of improvement. And for those who don't like the subject of AI, you don't have to watch the show. But I would encourage you, if you don't like AI, I would encourage you to start digging the technology, because there's a way to make money with this. I don't want to be like these influencers who are like, learn to master AI so you can make big bucks. But here's the fact. If you can produce a good song that is somewhat good in some genre, and it can be a good video game song, or it can be a good artistic song to include in some movie or whatever, you set it on Audio Jungle at $30 a piece. There are some songs on Audio Jungle, those that are well produced, well, that are very epic and for which there is lots of demand in video games. They get bought by 200, 300 companies, 300 different video game makers who need songs for their game. And a good song will sell 300 times. And if you set it at $30 each piece, and you have an arsenal of 100 songs like this, you're gonna start making money. My point is, AI is unavoidable to some extent. It's doing good job here, and I don't intend to make money with this personally, with the Nirvana stuff, but I think it's I miss the years of Kurt Cobain. I would like to just reawaken, if we can just get close to it. If we can just get close to it and have something like a new Kurt Cobain song, that would make my year. Rodilacid says, is gruesome last pictures of the crime scene were among the first NSFW pictures that went viral on the internet. Yeah, I haven't followed that closely, you know. I don't remember the death of Kurt Cobain. I don't remember digging the internet for pictures of it. I don't know that I've even seen those pictures. I've seen perhaps later mainstream media coverage of the story, but I guess I wasn't a mega fan of Nirvana as it was happening, but I was in a childhood with, you know, MTV constantly on. I saw Kurt Cobain as I was a young boy. I saw Kurt Cobain doing the unplugged MTV stuff. And it's like, yeah, this is reminding me of my childhood. So I want to get as close. I'll show you what I've accomplished up to now. We're not totally there yet. There are things that are hard to explain to the AI. First, the one thing that's missing in those songs that I have produced for now is the riff bass. You know, when you start a Nirvana song, it's always like, it's a guitar riff that is out of the normal, that just starts there and on which the whole song is built. I would say that the AI is very shy on exploring guitar riffs and stays very much within the commercial punk style, whereas Nirvana had something else. It wasn't just a formatted riff, it was an original riff with rhythmical elements and all. There's also the depressive, you know, scratchy aspect of the voice of Kurt Cobain that I'm approaching. I'm definitely getting better, but the AI still doesn't go as far. Like, Kurt Cobain was basically about to fall asleep as he was singing. He was spitting his words like, na 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 na. That is Kurt Cobain, and it's very hard to get the AI to sing that much in terms of a desensitized, like, ex-heroin addict. I've explained the AI, the whole story. Like, you have to think that you were a heroin addict, you're recovered, but now the whole world seems like nothing. There's nothing that can bring you happiness because there's nothing that will bring you back to the highs of heroin, and you know that. And you know that it sounds all downhill from there. And your singing must be emotionless, completely neutralized by the world. And even then, even when I tell that rough of a story to the AI still comes back to me with Nickelback. I have a problem. Nickelback has invaded this AI. We have a Nickelback interference problem. We have Nickelback comes back to haunt any song I produce. It's like, I would like to hold you by the hips. And I was like, no, Kurt Cobain wouldn't say these things. Kurt Cobain wouldn't be in love with a woman on the beach. So I'm slowly building what they call on Suno a persona. So if you create a series of songs, you can include them into a persona. So I called my persona Kurt Cobain, and it's an AI version of Kurt Cobain. And the more you build, the more the AI will consider, okay, this is the kind of songs that Kurt Cobain produces. So he's building a history of his own discography, and it will guide the AI. Prout says, can AI do guitar solos? We've seen some very good guitar solos yesterday. If you want to go see the show of yesterday, very good metal, harmonic, Metallica style solo. We've seen some very good blues, yes. Very good blues improvisation yesterday. So yeah, the show of yesterday is more for you if you're looking for solo and creativity. Today we will try to capture the essence of Kurt Cobain, and I'll show you what I've done up to now, and I'll tell you the story of how I got there, because what I learned is that Suno is an evolutionary algorithm that you're guiding. But the reason Suno is always giving you two choices, it's because Suno wants you to choose one of the two choices and direct the AI to continue in that direction. So what I realize is the best way to get to a result that is subtle in Suno is not necessarily to explain it. The best way to get to the result is to go by variation from a bass that you like you start with a base where Sunu almost got it, and then you create iterations, and you have to create, let's say, to get from a song where I wasn't totally agreeing with the voice tone to the song where, okay, I have the exact voice tone that I want, you may need 32 generations. Because on many of these aspects, I've improved them over 10, 15 generations. And I got to a result that was acceptable, but I know I could go farther a little bit. But what you have to do is you generate two branches. You go random Suno and just remaster. And now as Suno remaster, he gives you two choices. Go there or go there. Now you choose if any of the two choices are somewhat closer to the result you want. You take that branch and you continue generating and generating. Sometimes there are things that are unexplainable to the AI, and you get them by basically random variation. So I have now produced two songs that, if I was to say, are they truly Nirvana song? No. But they capture the energy of grunge rock of the 90s pretty well. They will need more work to be truly Nirvana, and that's what we'll try to do today. I don't know where it will head. Ruth Sternwood says, one of my previous stepsisters, early teen at the times, was sad when Kurt self-medicated with the 12 God gauge. I guess the kids like Nirvana. Absolutely. Prude says, I could see JF being a rock star. You have the unique, mysterious quality to your personality. Yes, I could have been a rock star, but I didn't take this path. I like production. I love production. By the way, as a kid, as a teenager, I was going around my friends who were, one was guitarist, another was drummer, and I was trying to put them together and let's record some music. I was buying the microphones needed. I love music production. I love this era where a bunch of teenagers, we were getting together and I was like, okay, let's set up a recording setup here and let's try to create some things. But teenagers and artists in general are just, they're not as fun to work with as AI is. Prude says, do you ever use FL Studio? Well, I have the FL Studio right here. I don't know if it can get in the... I have the FL Studio Buttons Akai Professional Controller, but I don't use the software very much. I actually bought this to control the stream so that I can put some buttons to say record, clip, etc. But yeah, I love music and cinematic production. Ruth Sternwood says, don't use AI to make babies. It's just pour rire, guys. Exactly. Use AI to make music, but don't use it to make babies. So my first exploration of a Nirvana-like structure to the AI songs that I wanted to produce. I was thinking about the moments with my girlfriend, spending time on the beaches of PEI, seeing the seashells, the wonderful nature that was there. And I was like, okay, that's a good basis. The beauty of beaches with a beautiful woman, is there anything that can make you more happy than this? You're riding with a beautiful woman around beautiful scenery. I was like, okay, let's start with Beauty on the Beach. Now I was like, okay, well, Kurt Cobain wouldn't sing about love on the beach. So I was like, I told the AI, can you make it doubtful whether it was beautiful? Can you make it an interrogation mark? Was it beautiful? Was it beauty? Because Kurt Cobain, the essence of his shtick, the way he plans his songs, is that happiness never quite really gets there. It's always, well, was it? Are you sarcastic or are you saying this for real? You're saying this with a joyful melody, but you're saying it on a dark music. You're kind of neutral in your delivery. When you say rape me, do you mean you actually want to be raped? Or do you say rape me so I can revenge? So Kurt Cobain is never stating, and AI has difficulty with this, by the way. Kurt Cobain will never state something explicit a la Nickelback. That's what differentiates a mainstream pop song that actually tells a story, whereas Kurt Cobain is always fleeting in his meaning. So I explained that to the AI, and I was like, okay, what if the song was about whether it was beautiful, not that it was beautiful? So what if Kurt Cobain could be so disconnected from the world and incapable of seeing beauty in the world because he's been too much on heroin and nothing feels good to him? What if he was asking the question, was it beautiful? And the fact that he's asking the question will put a kind of interrogation mark on why does he have to ask? Well, he has to ask because he can't feel it. Fractolit says, are you really alive? Let's try this wireless hole puncher. Okay. So AI came and delivered a kind of cringy at first, but okay lyrics that were really built around the was it beautiful. It took me about 20 generations, and I got to something like this. Sunset pink fog and headlights. Yes, there is a commercial sounding aspect to it, which hopefully we can try working on this today. But I was like, hey, not so bad. It's the spirit of grunge 90s. And, you know, these poetry around pink fog and laughing like a child. Sometimes in Nirvana, there is these childish kind of sentences that mean nothing or that are just kind of beautiful or, you know, Kurt Cobain sometimes doesn't have a deep meaning in his words. He just chooses words that are poetic. But there was a big problem in the initial generation that I attained, which is that instead of seeing seashells dropped at ocean end, I swear the AI was going wild and he was yelling, "My God, you smell so good!" He was going full Nickelback, and I was like, no, Kurt Cobain cannot be like have a woman around his held around his waist and say, "My God, you smell so good." And so I was like, okay, what if we delete the "smell so good" and just be more descriptive? Kurt Cobain will describe a thing that is in effect. So seashells dropped at ocean ends. And that gave us, you know, the current state of the words, of the lyrics. And was it you sleep in the sand? Seashells dropped at ocean's end. And was it beautiful? And was it beautiful? Now, we had also a second issue, which is that the three verses were all repeated. Now, Nirvana can do this. Nirvana can do this. Lithium has many repeats in it. It's fine. But I was like, three is a lot. Normally in Lithium, I think there's two repeats of verses. So I was like, how do we make the third verse more morally ambiguous? Because Kurt Cobain cannot be singing about just something that is beautiful, even if he says on the interrogation mark, it's not enough. So I went to Grok. And I said, "Grok, how can you rewrite in a minimalistic way? How can you rewrite the words of the verse here so that we get an interrogation mark implied, where was it beautiful or was there a problem? Was it really beautiful? The kind of question that comes in a Nirvana song. Can you make it a little more weird at the end? Like every Nirvana song gets weirder as you go into them. And Grok was a fucking genius. Grok says, look, if you can just change Laughing for a While and Seashells Lost. So in the original, it was Laughing Like a Child. And Grok said, if you change it for Laughing for a While, and then the original was Seashell Dropped at Ocean's End, and he says, write Lost instead of Dropped. And suddenly it humanizes the seashell. And suddenly it leads you to question, wait a minute, are we the seashells at Ocean's End? Are we lost? Was it beautiful? Whoa, Grok, tell me how you really feel, Grok. I mean, I was laughing for a while. Yes, Fat Elon says, Laughing for a While is really a great change, in my opinion. Because Kurt Cobain has a history of, you know, songs about killing girlfriends or stuff like this. So it's like, okay, now you were laughing like a child, but now you were laughing for a while. So now we're post-laugh. Now something is wrong. And then Seashells Lost at the Ocean's End. Holy shit, Grok. I was like, this is profound. You're saying that we, the humans, looking at the ocean, are the seashells lost. That we have arrived at the beach by the same process of death by which the seashells have arrived. And we are as lost as the seashells are. I was like, this is it. We introduced this to the song and it led to the current status of the song, which I can play because we can hear the solo at the end also. But basically, it allowed me this emotionality of a Nirvana song where it starts childish, it starts beautiful, and then it gets a little weird, but you're not sure the weirdness, what it's about. Oh, it wasn't beautiful. Have a little variation, and you have a lazy solo here. You can hear this in the Nirvana song, and we're back. A little overproduced. And here we're in the weird version of the verse. Yeah, the scream was overproduced. But you have to understand, I have to get the AI and I cannot say do it like Nirvana. I have to come up with all of the explanations of how you do a Nirvana, but I cannot say the word Nirvana or Kurt Cobain when I interact with the AI. Okay, so I was like, okay, we have achieved something. Now, it was a theme that, yes, you're right, we wouldn't see a Nirvana song about pure beauty, but I was starting there to try to frame things to that AI in a way that will get us there, hopefully. My second attempt was today, throughout the day, and then I was like, okay, we need a darker theme, and we need the theme of emotional flatness, nihilism. We need the feeling that there's no more drugs, that, oh, our stash of drugs is up. Not only that our stash of drugs is up, but that our whole life feels like a stash of drug that's been emptied. And so I was like, okay, theme of nihilism. I guided the AI. Same principles of singing. But I want a poem about nothingness, and Pat Elon says our stash of drug is up. You know, I was trying to get the AI into a mood of, yeah, you know, once you tried heroin and then you had to go off of it. Life must be pretty dull. The greatest white test says, I can't be the only one who despises JF's AI maestro arc. Okay, you don't like, well, if you don't like seeing me guiding AI, you know, it's fine. Just miss these shows and I'll see you next week. I'll be back to political commentary next week. Prud says, would you approve using AI to make audio of you reading TRP? No, I don't think it's interesting. Because I read TRP in audio and I'm selling the book in audio with my own voice. I think it's much better with my own voice than any what any AI could come up with. So now we enter dry everything, and I'm like, you have to be depressed and emotionally neutral, and you have to use low syllable because AI will get you into very long sentences, but Nirvana doesn't do long sentences. A Nirvana poem is extremely small if you look at it visually. It's very limited in syllable. My libido, mosquito. You know, it's single words sometimes that are spread over a whole line. So I was like, restrict the amount of words and be darker in the theme. And we're talking here about the stash of drug is empty and you feel empty. Oh, and here, musically, I told the AI to focus on an unplug feel because I really wanted to reawaken the feeling that I had in front of this unplugged MTV performance of Kurt Cobain. So I didn't want all of the instrumental arrangement to come right away. I wanted him to start with just the beat given by acoustic style guitars. Just the rhythm of the chords themselves are the only thing he starts with. I think that the voice is actually further away from Kurt Cobain to my taste than the first song was. But he's spouting a good song. This is a song that's listenable. I will let it play so you can judge.
Sky's a scar, faint and thin. World's last breath.
It's too deep of a voice.
Chokes on sin, like a well without water, like a man without desire. Needles dry, rust in bone, heart's a shack, left alone. Dry everything I know.
I really love the I know. It's like the guy is speaking to a woman and she's like, bro, we don't have meth anymore. And he's like, I know. I know. The humming. You would totally hear this from Kurt Cobain. Now, the voice is too, you know, Kurt Cobain is much more scratchy. As Rodi Lacid says, yes, we have to explain to the AI that the singer smokes 10 packs of cigarettes a day.
Ash in my veins. Truth's gone stale.
So Yes, Darko Malfoy says, Kurt sounded like a redneck. He didn't sound like a Bay Area skater boy. I've had the hardest, it's been the hardest job for me to try to explain to that AI what the accent of Kurt Cobain is. I tried Midwestern, I tried Southern, and I tried scratchy voice, grumpy, you know, extremely, extremely damaged voice. And the AI seems to soften so much everything of what we tell him. I wish the AI was more like, okay, you want scratchy voice? I'm going to give scratchy voice. And those are moments of interaction with the AI that are fucking hilarious. But at some point, I was so insistent on the word scratchy. I was like imagine his vocal cords are scratched by a cat. And the AI the AI gave me a Nirvana song in which instead of the solo in guitar, the solo was a DJ scratch. Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. I was like, no, that is not what I'm talking about. Not DJ Scratch. Not Vinyl Scratch. Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. No, I want a scratchy voice. But then I realized, okay, maybe the word scratchy is not the right one. So before we try going further with the AI, what is the essence of Nirvana? What happens when you first encounter a song of Nirvana?
I'm standing in your lane. I do hope you have the time. I do pick up number two. I do keep up damn with you. Take advantage while you hear me.
Okay, so that was Unplugged Performance, acoustic in this case. But there is something there. First, the voice, noticeably the voice is different. It's a much less professional, much less produced voice. It's really a scream, and it's he's like spitting. He's, yeah, hoarse, grungy, hoarse, whine. Okay, those are good words. We will try this with the AI. If you guys can keep up this, keep up sending me the words so that we can find what the AI. Yeah, raspy. Raspy is a word I tried. It's a raspy voice. Now, in terms of the musical, if you go into produced material, this is what I mean by riff based. This entire song is based around dun dun. And it's a guitar riff. You start with a guitar riff, you build the rest of the song around it.
Rape me. Rape me, my friend. Rape me.
Okay, so you can see here, again, riff based is the same. If you look at any of the great Nirvana song, it's all a guitar riff and everything is based around it. So here, doom, 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 always a rhythmical riff that has a melodic structure to it and the rest of the song builds around.
I'm so happy, cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so
And Smells Like Teen Spirit, even a, you know, mainstream song that really was one of the big hits of Nirvana, riff based also. That's the riff. So I'm wondering how can we get how can we get the AI to go in that direction? Grating, yes, that's a great voice. Velociraptor voice. Okay, let's introduce all of these ideas and let's try to get something like Lithium or something like Rape Me out of the AI. Let me tell you, it's not going to come out on the first attempt. It's all a matter of, you have to spend a lot of time guiding the AI in that direction. But let's start. Kurt Cobain, so let's start with the history of the songs we've already done. That is already the voice characteristics that I was using, but let's try something new here. I would say let's remove the punk because it gets a little commercial when you ask for punk. 80s, 90s, I would say 90s, perhaps, because 80s is kind of annoying. You guys suggest on the chat what you think I should be adding. I will add my own descriptions. Grungy wine voice lead singer, coarse singing, raspy, extremely raspy voice, high tonality voice, musicals are based around a rhythmical guitar riff, intense drums and bass come to produce a heavy 90s rock feel, all building around the innovative rhythmical guitar riff. Darko Malfoy says, tell it to sound like a redneck junkie yelping. Singer sounds like a redneck junkie yelping each words, but organizing the flow of syllable into surprisingly melodic harmonic arrangements. Ruth Sternwood says, markets are flying. Okay, well, the markets. Okay. Raw, angry voice. Moderate tempo. Rock, hard rock. Let's say I'm thinking Smells Like Teen Spirit. Non-professional feel to the recording. Garage grunge. And as far as the lyrics go, sometimes I try auto and they will write some lyrics. Let me tell you, they will be cringe. The lyrics are always cringe with the first time they come out. But nihilistic, hard to grasp lyrics. About some event and then some reversal. Extremely unspecific. low syllable sounds extended by the singing of the lead. Nicholas Petrus says Teen Spirit has highly produced sound. I mean, to me it sounds like garage type recording. Listen to this. Yeah, I mean, you're right that the recordings are of quality, but the whole thing feels like a disorganized teenage group just smashing. Darko Malfoy says Nirvana did a lot of four chord trick sequences, but not super poppy, weird with flat chord sequences. Absolutely. Four chord switches to two chords at time. '90s grunge style. All right, we can see what it gives us based on this, and you'll see at first we have to work with whatever it will give us, and then we'll guide the AI in some other direction, try to remove the cringe. I use Grok to remove the cringe of the lyrics very often. Grok gives a more profound aspect. So are we set to create? Let's create a first iteration of this. Pat Elon says atypical chord progressions. We could have this on a future iteration. The nothing something. It won't be the final title of the song, but you know, AI gets the idea. Okay, there's something, there's nothing. Okay. Let's see what we get. In everything I do, it's like it's all too commercial, all too Nickelback. Okay, but that gives us an idea of where it's at. We can use the second attempt also. These lyrics are cringe. I mean, now we get to I will exert a stronger style influence because I feel the AI is drifting away from what we ordered here. Non-commercial indie feel. And we will give it a little space of weirdness to explore, which will lead to more weird results. But we want to let some space here so that the AI can explore other directions. Let's generate two more attempts. Increase the cringe slider. By increasing the weirdness and the style influence, it will try to get closer to what we're ordering.
At some point in time. A massive reversal.
massive reversal. This is way too produced. Wait, I don't know what's missing in my description, but I was actually reaching different results. Maybe we can bring back a little bit of punk, extreme attitude, pity voice, careless. Careless dictation of the words. Incomplete articulation by the lead singer. Whine voice. Let's remove grungy. We already said grunge. Coarse singing. Bass is too soft. Strong bass. Leading the drum. The weirdness, maybe we can reduce it. The style influence stronger. Audio influence shouldn't matter here because we didn't insert an audio. Let's generate two more. Darko Malfoy says the twangy notes there were very much like a B-side of Nirvana from Incesticide called Ario Zeppelin. Yeah, I don't think that the AI is completely missing the mark, but there's so much work to do. We're getting closer. This is closer to my target. There's something I have difficulty describing. What's the problem here? But we're still in a rock song. We're still in something that is not Nirvana. At this point, we're going to have to exclude style. Rock and roll. We're going to exclude hard rock, radio rock, heavy rock. Because it's going way too much in that direction. What else could Nickelback? Pop rock. Okay, and we can allow a little more weirdness. Keep the style influence high. Let's create two. Maybe exclude even punk because it has those pop melodies. Yeah, you know, my problem has been that I happen to believe that Kurt Cobain is at the root of some modern forms of punk. And I believe that his melodic style has actually been influencing punk so much that if I bar punk, I may bar a melodic style that ultimately comes from Kurt Cobain. So I'm this is not bad.
Some say let from ever.
This whole no, it's too formatted. There is something arrhythmic about guitar riff must be arrhythmic, surprising. Unique. Not indie. Not overproduced. Let's still listen to the second one. Okay, we have we're headed there. I think we are headed there because this is much closer. We still have a yelling rock style of attitude that I don't know how we kick that out. The riff is getting kind of in our direction. I'm gonna keep, so the way I do this evolutionary progression, I select and I kick out everything that didn't go our way. And now I'm like, this is the closest you ever got to what I wanted. And I'm going to keep it. Now we can still play. We can still play by allowing a little more weirdness. And allowing a little more exploration. and then we've added those comments on indie. Bare bones. Guitar. Bass, drum, simple. I think we're going to drive toward Nirvana in that direction. Not bad, people say. Rodi Acid says this one isn't bad. Tower of Bones says it's got to be more Sonic Youth than Silverchair to be more Nirvana-esque. Okay, but we can't use the names of groups, of any group. This riff is probably not
where was I?
I don't know. I don't know what to say about this one. Not really there. You forget about the words. There's something bare bones that I recover from Nirvana. You know, it's a simple progression of the bass. I think we should keep this one.
Hello them whole, and everyone in my mind.
and don't block your mind here. Don't ask yourself, is this a song of Nirvana? Ask yourself, is the skeleton of this song potentially transformable into a Nirvana song? That's how you need to approach it. Did we get to our skeleton of... That is something Nirvana could do at the bass level. Less shiny production. Yes, it is more dark and it is four chord. Yeah, I feel that this simple bare bones progression is the style of Nirvana. I think I want to work from this one. So evolutionarily, what I do is now we're going to delete this one. We have achieved two results. One is more like Smells Like Teen Spirit. One is more like perhaps Rape Me or Lithium. And we're going to start working from them. We're going to do a cover. So a cover is start from this audio and bring it somewhere else. We're not going to care too much about the lyrics for now. It can be any babble that Kurt Cobain would spout. We're going to get to better lyrics eventually. But now we want to drive the style thing, starting from there. What else could we act? What else could we add? Or do we want to give a lot of influence to that audio and... maybe reduce the style boundaries. And sometimes you can just remix. You hit remix and the AI will start from this and will go elsewhere. Or you can change your style description. Let's try just a remix without changing anything. And you'll see it will bring it somewhere else. But it's going to be closer to our region. Fleming says Nirvana, Big Muff, Tremolo. okay. Let's see. Na na. Na na. Na na. There's a way Nirvana can sing over this. I think this is a good skeleton at the musical level. The singing here is annoying and cringe, but we'll get there. This is a nice riff. This is the kind of transition where Nirvana shines. Beautiful transition, no guitar. Okay, this is very good in my view. I think we should delete those two. And we are headed in the right direction. Now we perhaps want to start working on the... Maybe Grok can help us here on the words poem. Let's go. Now when I click on Grok, it's Super Grok now. I don't know what that means. But they call it Super Grok. We're going to... I think that a song like this one... Do you know what's the title of this song? Rodita says, Jeff, you said that you can't explicitly write names of bands, but how about using movies and titles to give a mood or feel to a song? For instance, The Crow is kind of from the same era as Nirvana. I think that would be so unspecific. I don't even know if that would work, but I'm pretty sure that it wouldn't let you use an explicit copyrighted movie. So this is about a girl, lyrics. I don't want to copy or even seek inspiration from this. I don't want to recreate about a girl. But what I think is that the syllabic structure. Hey, Greg. I have a song that needs nihilistic lyrics, the syllable lengths could mirror something like About a Girl by Nirvana, although the theme should be another one completely. Let's see if Grok is willing to answer that. I'll write nihilistic lyrics inspired by the syllable structure and vibe of Nirvana's About a Girl, but with a distinct theme centered on existential futility and cosmic indifference. Okay. We get something here, but... Can you make the lyrics less cringy? Less explicitly about the theme. Use detoured words describing other things in the world to make that point. I don't even think we're going to get something intelligent here from Grok. But I think if we can get just a structured... If we can get a structured syllabic structure, then we can insert some more intelligent themes and tell a story to Grok that he will answer. But for now, I think we can just... introduce this as a shaper of the song so that the singer doesn't go into these wild, weird. So I'm trying to get the bracket here. Where is the bracket? Okay, that's it. Bracket. 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 That's just the format that Suno expects. Okay, let's see what it generates based on the syllabic structure. If the singing can get a little bit corrected by it, and we'll go from there. Darko Malfoy says, Nicholas Petrus says, I like to think Kurt might have changed to our side at some point rather than side with the establishment. Did you see what he said about Donald Trump? He said something along the lines of maybe, you know, someone like Trump, a billionaire, will go out there and be president of the U.S. That was an interesting prediction. All right, let's try to see with this lyric constraints where our song is headed. I think that Suno has been delivering a good direction on the bass and drum. Let's see. Now, we still haven't given much direction on the singing, but I like the format, the words. I don't like the singing. This is not Kurt Cobain, but there is a flow that works here with the song.
Cracks, E-time.
I think you guys seem to be negative about this, too simple. Maybe it is too simple, but I think there will be place once we guide the AI towards singing it correctly. I think it's not so bad. Anyways. Like this, it's not yes, it is pop Nirvana. We're gonna be able to coach the singer to be more Nirvana like but I like the structure. I like we have good skeleton coming out here. There is kind of an effort to be kind of demonic that normally you don't see this on Kurt Cobain's side. So there's this this disharmonic aspect to the singing. We can coach it away from this. What I would like to do at this point is sometimes I like to do a generation where I don't touch anything. I just say remaster in a random direction. And sometimes you can get very good stuff coming from the first remaster. So some of the other songs, I got to them with 2 layers of remix, 1 layer of edit, and 20 layers of remastering. So let's start the remastering process here and try to see where that brings us. I think, see, just randomly, we got a little closer to the voice of Nirvana. It is a little bit closer. It's not yet there, but that is where I like the random direction takes us somewhere that we may not have been able to explain.
Down the way, fading street light glow.
Produced here the that's very hard to get more like a scream. Okay. Less notes per word in chorus. Yeah, I think the poetry is a little packed in for Nirvana. We're probably going to get a rewrite of this. we can actually get it right now so that we can get in the right direction. Can you rewrite the following to a bare bones poem of the same kind but reduced by 2 syllables approximately per line? Reduce it to its most simple expression. I'll strip down the lyrics to a bare bones poem. And there we go. We have, can you format the title of each section with around the verse 1 or chorus item. End of the line. Joel says Nirvana would often leave in electrical squeal feedback from the amp, especially at the start of the track. Dirty rap production style. Well, that is good to know. Let the AI know about this. Okay, so we're going to do a slight change to the word structure because people were finding, yeah, it was too many syllables to handle for a voice that we want to be more exploratory on the melody. Let's say shy performance vocally. You know, Kurt Cobain was kind of an introvert of some sort. And you were mentioning electrical feedback squeal on guitar. Let's go. Remix. It was a little too dark in the singing. Let's see if the shy performance can... Are we getting closer? Is it just me? We're getting closer.
Light hums half gone, moss hit cold gray.
This is much closer to Nirvana.
Old stone dust drifts away. Dim light fades out, flickers fade.
Okay. No high pitch passage. No high pitch rock. What do they call it? Sister rock? I think there's still an heavy rock influence that's kind of annoying. Alto guitar riff lead. Because it's way too low tone. I don't know if I tell him alto, if he's gonna get there. Let's try. Darko Malfoy says, let us at least hear the chorus. Well, with all these generations, you know, you lose nothing by remixing and remixing. Of course, it doesn't matter if the chorus was good. If I feel that the singer was getting in the wrong direction, I need to eliminate this attempt. This music is pretty good. The singer got in a weird direction, but the music...
Lighthouses have gone.
Way too feminine. Okay. Masculine. Midwest. Southern USA accent, redneck accent, careless, the delivery, the voice needs more coaching. Now, perhaps we're leaving a little too much weirdness, which is why, what if we reduce the weirdness here? Strong style influence. Clay Fleming says, I don't like the way Suno adds a chorus to the voice, especially during the hook. That's not really Nirvana. Well, we can tell him next time not to do this. I can add it here. No multiple singers, no chorus.
Light hums have gone. Mars hit cold gray. Cracks seed old stone.
It's a little too cowboy. Too redneck. No, he turned the whole song into a country song. We didn't mean that much. This has guided us in the wrong direction. I will remove this. Masculine, grunge, Midwest, Southern, U.S. accent. Really, alright. He took the country direction. We'll be headed toward the conclusion of the show, but let's try to get something that will at least will give us hope that we can meet a sort of Nirvana style that maybe looks like Lithium or Rape Me. That's way too much feedback squeal, maybe.
Light homes have gone.
No. there's something missing. Joyful. Southern US accent on a joyful melodic structure. No dark singing. No demonic harmony. Darko Malfoy says, ultimately, it is impressive that the AI can do this. It's better than most bands. Exactly. Can you imagine if we were sitting with a band trying to explain to them where to get or how to explore new dimensions of their own music? I mean, we would be here for weeks. We still have generated all sorts of different attempts in various directions. That's why this will change the music industry for sure. There's a weird
song. Half gone, malted coal gray. Cracks eat old stone, dust drifts away. Dim light fades out, flickers then gone. Dim light fades.
I said no multiple singer. Maybe I should write multiple singer, demonic harmony, and dark singing, and chorus. Maybe I shouldn't write no. But yeah, that doesn't work. End of the line, Joel says, can Suno ever change the meter mid-song, like go from 4-4 to 7-8? But if you want, we can do some exploratory tests. I'm just going to try to settle onto a final kind of Cobain-y song.
Light hums half gone, moths hit cold gray, cracks the old stone, dust drifts away.
Now. This could be a start and we could get it higher tonality, maybe get somewhere, but I might have to throw everything to the trash up to our little basis that we had, which wasn't so bad. Now, you were talking about changing measures. I can try this for you if you're curious. Let's completely create from scratch. Okay, so from scratch. Create a rap song where the lead rapper, 90s style, brags about his street creds. Halfway across the song, switch to 5-9 rhyming. Gangster style. Specify within the song lyrics that you are intentionally switching to 5-9. And we're going to give those directions also to the lyrics And yeah, we can try 5-9 switch as intentional in the lyrics. Okay. We're going to have a strong style influence. 90s rap hip hop style. Okay, let's go. Let's see what it can do with 5-9s and broken measures. The best of both worlds. It's gonna be a rap about the measure switch, the bar switch to 5-9. Oh, this is not bad.
Now if the lead rapper on the track is a bad one, I'll be the best ever, I might be the last one. This might be the last time you get to hear me gas. I'm 5'9" with a big fat gun. I think I'm the last of a dying breed. Old school, I give them what they need. And if it's beef, then I feed them the 9. Now watch me do it 5 times in a line. I'm a bad man, I got the street creds to prove it. Some call me a genius, but the smart ones wouldn't do it. My first, middle, last name, as far as the music, is better than yours, man. I'm just a connoisseur. Now when it comes to the rap game, we take the cake and eat it too. Now you done heard it my way.
You just put now, a 5-9 onto you. Go.
Real gangster rhymes right here. I heard it's going down this year. I'm better than you, just to be clear. I got that good for your ear. I got that good for your ear. I got that good for your ear. I'm better than you.
Now let's see how he handles it a second time.
To great histories, every human is speak greater than Lucis. You securely watch out a truck. Rock it.
Now if the lead rapper on the track is a bad one, I'll be the best ever, I might be the last one. This might be the last time you get to hear me gas on. 5'9" with a big fat gun.
I think I'm the last of a dying breed. Old school, I give them what they need. And if it's beef, then I feed them the 9. Now watch me do it 5 times in a line.
I'm a bad man, I got the street cred to prove it.
Okay, let's go even more complicated. 3-7, Pink Floyd, Money style, 3-7 switch. The switch to 3-7 rhyming over at least 10 lines. Switch to 3-7 rhyming gangster style over at least 10 lines of the song. Okay. People are asking whether that's West Coast. Realest in the game. The realest in the game should be able to rap 3-7.
Reputation, pull up, they're giving me praise.
They ain't telling me no, telling me yes, cause they know I got next and they know I got checks. Just the life I live, shit, I've been like this, never changed for a bitch. I'm just a son of a pimp. I can't go, won't let it, pull up in the drop top, no they won't sweat it. Got these girls in the backseat with no wedding and the bands on me. Got the whole block betting, I'm the realest in the game. I don't gotta say names, pull up, I'm still with the same.
It buzzing. I'm not sure where the 3-7 is.
I got too much on my mind and I'm running out of time. I just wanna go outside, I just wanna get high. And you know I can't complain, I done seen better days. And you know I'm here to stay. I'm the realest in the game, I don't gotta say names. Pull a load
of- yes, those are time signatures of the divisions of bars. Normally a 3-7 sounds very weird. Like money, dun, 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 is a thing, dun, 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 dun. Let's say 3-7 rhyming and 3-7 beat. Maybe because it was just the rhyming, it's hard to start to even see what the AI has done. And 3-7 music. Kay Fleming says, I'm a white nationalist, but I worked in hip-hop recording studios, lol. 7-4. So, 7-4 for money. So maybe that's why we didn't get the weirdness. It's because I inverted the numbers. They had to be the highest number first. Let's see what it gives us on 7-4. Oh yeah, now you have a
I get checks
arithmetic.
Like that, I finesse like that. Get a check, invest in that, you pay for sex, pathetic act. Don't forget the facts. You ain't hard, bitch. You can't rap, check my stats. I get checks like that, get it. Check my stats. I get checks like that, go and check my stats. I get checks like that. Get back.
Now you get the arithmetic aspect of the 7-4. Very well. Darko Malfoy says, I think money is 7 beats for 4 bars. Yes. I don't know much about these bars labeling. That's why I inverted them. Darko Malfoy says, you, first track off, first radio album is 11-8. Well, I think we haven't gotten tonight to Nirvana, but we have gotten closer. And I'll keep working on it because this is fun. This is something I love to do if I have time to lose instead of playing a computer game. I love this AI thing. I love doing it. And you might have some fun too if you want to try yourself at it. Much love, everyone. And I'll be on a break for this weekend. And I'll see you back on Monday. And maybe we won't talk about AI anymore. Maybe we'll be back to news coverage. Bye-bye.